side. Sip whiskey out the bottle, living like we'll never die. Come on and stay a while if you don't believe me. Why would I ever leave? 'Cause I know I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good looking woman with her arms round me. Here in a small town where it feels like home. I got everything I need and nothing that I don't. Oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no. I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home. I got everything I need. Nothing that I don't. Everything I need. Nothing that I don't. Everything I need. Nothing that I don't. Oh, everything I need. And nothing that I don't.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Without a deal in place on funding, the federal government will shut down tonight at midnight. Democrats trying to get more funding for Obamacare subsidies. Republicans refusing, and federal workers are stuck in the middle. Again, says American Federation of Government Employees President Mark Cochran.
You're just getting kicked in the teeth left and right all the time from, you know, the government that you've spent your life dedicated to. It gets tiring after a while. So it's hard. It really is.
The 20-point Gaza peace plan put forth by President Trump has the support of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and much of the international community. Hamas, however, still has not weighed in. Today is that big meeting between President Trump, Defense Secretary Hegseth, and top generals and admirals from around the world. The officers have not been told what the meeting is about. And the $7,500 government tax credit for buying an EV runs out today. This is ABC News. Another close call at another busy airport. This one, Los Angeles. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
American Airlines Flight 2453 was rolling down the runway at LAX on Sunday evening, reaching 154 miles an hour. When down the runway, a German cargo plane crossed the runway without authorization. Air traffic control telling the German plane to stop.
German cargo 619 heavy, stop.
The audio from liveatc.net. The American Airlines flight slammed on its brakes, told to abort its takeoff.
American 2453, cancel takeoff plan.
The two planes got within a mile of each other. According to the FAA, the American flight had 94 passengers and 7 crew on board. The FAA will investigate. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Federal prosecutors in New York say Sean Diddy Combs was violent, abusive, and left victims in fear. So while he was acquitted of sex trafficking and racketeering charges, they are still asking for 11 years behind bars when Combs is sentenced on prostitution later this week. This is ABC News.
Monarch Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Same great people, same dependable service, same hometown values. It's truck month, and right now qualified buyers get 2.9% financing for up to 72 months on all 2025 Silverado 1500s. Or choose up to $8,000 off with factory incentives and Mark's Monarch Chevrolet discount. Don't wait. Offer ends September 30th at Monarch Chevrolet and Highway 51 South or at monarchcars.com.
You may think that World Dairy Expo is a show only for people that are in the dairy industry or involved in cows. Well, you might want to think again. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. I'll give everybody a reason why they may want to attend World Dairy Expo. That's up next.
What is the Dairyland seed difference? The answer is found in our difference makers. Our seeds are developed and delivered for unrivaled performance in and only in the Upper Midwest. Our local dealers, expert agronomists, and everyone throughout our organization who live to make life better on farms and in the community. It's our people, products, and pedigree that combine to make a true difference that you can see on the bottom line and feel in your heart. Learn more about our difference makers at DairylandSeedDifference.com.
It is a tradition that everybody can enjoy at World Dairy Expo, the grilled cheese sandwich. The UW-Madison Badger Dairy Club is largely responsible for the grilled cheese stand at World Dairy Expo. Grace Manziel is heading up the effort this year on behalf of Badger Dairy Club. She's from Roberts, Wisconsin. She's currently a biological systems engineering student on campus, and she's ready for volume this week.
We are estimating to sell about 20,000 grilled cheeses throughout this week. It takes about 15 people at our peak time. As you can see, this morning we're running a little short. So, you know, sometimes we have one person on four griddles and we're making it work. But our crew here is really good about jumping in and helping out and making sure that everything gets done. So it's awesome.
Yes, it is. That's Grace Manziel from Roberts, Wisconsin, a student on the UW-Madison campus and a member of the Badger Dairy Club that will be the energy behind the more than 20,000 grilled cheese sandwiches they'll be selling. They also expect to kick out somewhere in the neighborhood of 10,000 chocolate shakes.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
It's going to be a tough decision for a lot of Wisconsin farmers to decide if they want to attend World Dairy Expo with the beautiful weather we're enjoying. The latest update from the Wisconsin Ag Statistical Service says 66% of our corn silage has been harvested and 4% of our corn for grain is already harvested. About 6% of our soybeans have already been combined. 72% of our potatoes have been harvested. So there's still some work to be done when it comes to the harvest of 2025. We'll see you at World Dairy Expo. That's a quick update on Food and Fiber News on a Tuesday. I'm PM Yankee.
The Bucks without Giannis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks held their media day to kick off their season, but Giannis Antetokounmpo, not there. He's in quarantine in Greece. After testing positive for COVID on a Zoom call, Giannis asked how he feels about missing the start of training camp.
Definitely disappointed, bummed out that I'm not able to be there with the team and just like... You know, as a leader, I don't feel good about this. But at the end of the day, like, this is life. But at the end of the day, I think they will understand. If I'm not there today to see them, I'll be there in a few days, and we get the ball rolling.
College football. The Wisconsin Badgers have a rough schedule ahead with games against Iowa, Ohio State, and this Saturday they travel to Michigan.
Our ability to maintain and sustain some consistency as we continue to push and grow is going to be every bit as important as anything else.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Northwoods weather.
Partly cloudy today with a sprinkle or two possible here by later this afternoon. Our high right around 80 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low in the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
98 Q Country.
Truck looking up at a caramel colored sunset sky. I'm checking my watch, doing the math in my head, counting backwards to when you said goodbye. Will those runway lights getting brighter? I'm just sitting out here. Trying to figure out which one you might be. dance is too high, so am I. So I'm just sitting out here watching airplanes take off and fly, trying to figure out which one you might be on and why you don't love me anymore. By now I know you're 30,000 feet above me, but a million miles away, a million miles away. And airplanes take off and fly. I'm just sitting out here watching airplanes take off and fly, trying to figure out which one you might be on.
always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
I don't know who broke up with who, but she's in here chasing tequila with high noon. Don't know how long she's been moving on. Maybe 5 weeks or 5 minutes, but it can't be too long. And we did that what's your name thing. Where you from and what's your favorite drink? She said, shut up, come and dance with me. And now she's singing, girls just wanna have fun at the top of her lungs. Don't even know she about to wreck someone. And boys, I'm in trouble now, ain't even trying to get out. So come on, baby, take me down, down, down. Happen to me. She about to happen to me. She'll probably be the one that got away. But right now I'm taking every second I can take. So we keep talking and we keep drinking. Oh, and I keep falling and she keeps on singing. Girls just wanna have fun at the top of her lungs.
two, one.
It's all about the music.
Hey, y'all, it's Tyler Hubbard.
This is my station.
AQ Country.
Running round in this new truck, bank lets me borrow from month to month. Running out of credit and find a little cash on the radio. Standing still, they're blowing past. Numbers on cars going NASCAR fast. What I wouldn't give for a slowdown, don't you know? 'Cause where I come from, only the horses run. When the day is done, we take it easy. Meanwhile, back at Mama's, the porch light's on. Come on in if you wanna. Supper's on the stove and beer's in the fridge. Red sun sinking out low on the ridge. Game's on the tube and Daddy smokes cigarettes. Whiskey keeps his whistle wet. Funny the things you thought you'd never miss in a world gone crazy as this. Well, I found a girl and we don't fit in here. Talk about how hard it is to breathe here. Even with the windows down, can't catch a southern breeze here. One of these days, gonna pack it up and leave here. 'Cause meanwhile, back at Mama's, the porch light's on. Come on in if you wanna. Supper's on the stove and beer's in the fridge. Red sun sinking out low on the ridge. Game's on the tube and Daddy smokes cigarettes. Whiskey his whistle went funny, the things you thought you'd never miss in a world gone crazy as these. Somebody, everybody knows there. Everybody knows everybody. I miss those small town roots, walking around in muddy boots, the sound of rain on an old tin roof. It's time we head on back. 'Cause meanwhile, back at Mama's, the for sale sign's gone up and I'm gonna dump this truck and the little I got on a loan to own and a 3-acre lot. Put supper on the stove and beer in the fridge. Going for broke, yeah, we're gonna be rich. Watch the sun setting on the ridge. Baby, tell me what you think about this. Me and you back at Mama. Yeah, me and you back at Mama's.
Tim McGraw and Faith Hill helped him out on that one, too. And meanwhile, back at Mama's, 98Q Country, here it is, the final day of September. Give or take a day or two, 75% of the way through the year 2025. We've got 49 as our wake-up temp. That's about 8 or 10 degrees warmer than we had at this moment yesterday morning, so a little bit warmer. Still probably a long-sleeve something to get you through the cooler morning hours. Temperatures will get to about what they did yesterday, 78, 80. It was warm yesterday. It warmed up, and it was humid. You stepped outside yesterday, and it felt like a July summer day. And that mild weather is going to continue here for probably the rest of the week through Sunday. Things looks like they'll cool off a little bit on Monday. We'll call it 78 for the high today. You guys bow hunting out in the woods, it's going to be warm out there tromping through the woods. We'll see winds today rather light and variable. So just for general comfort, good. All week long. Upper 70s, 80. Anytime you get to October 5th and the temperatures are pushing 80 degrees, I'm pretty sure that's not normal. Not crazy out of the norm, but not close to what the normal high temperature is for this time of the year. Well, Brewer fans, we're patiently tapping our fingers and kind of waiting for the play-in wild card stuff to complete. The Brewers will have action on Saturday against an opponent to be determined at a time to be determined. Yeah, Major League Baseball likes to figure out who's playing who, and then they'll line it up strategically with, oh, there's a lot of factors, I'm sure, whatever's going on in that town, whatever's, time zones, the size of the markets, the rivalry, all that stuff. If it's Brewers-Cubs, that's a pretty good rivalry. You would think the times on that would be unique. As long as what you don't want, I'll tell you, from being a Twins fan for many, many, many years, and them being in the playoffs a lot, well, you don't want to play a West Coast team, because then you have the possibility of an 8:30 start, and then you're up till midnight and you're grumpy at work the next day if they didn't win. So you just want to keep it to the Cubs. You want to keep it Midwest, because then you know you're not going to have just a crazy night. You throw the Dodgers in there, you throw the Padres or whoever the West Coast teams are, and there's a decent chance you might have an 8:30, 9 o'clock start our time. Now that's a commitment. You got to make a decision. Alarm clock goes off early the next morning. Yeah, our 98Q morning show is coming to you from the Aspirus Health Studios. Better begins with human kindness. Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people. It's 6:29. Let's get your day moving here. Twice an hour, we get you news and sports, so let's get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Without a deal in place on funding, the federal government will shut down tonight at midnight. Democrats trying to get more funding for Obamacare subsidies. Republicans refusing, and federal workers are stuck in the middle. Again, says American Federation of Government Employees President Mark Cochran.
You're just getting kicked in the teeth left and right all the time from the government that you've spent your life dedicated to. It gets tiring after a while. So it's hard. It really is.
The 20-point Gaza peace plan put forth by President Trump has the support of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and much of the international community. Hamas, however, still has not weighed in. Today is that big meeting between President Trump, Defense Secretary Hegseth, and top generals and admirals from around the world. The officers have not been told what the meeting is about. And the $7,500 government tax credit for buying an EV runs out today. This is ABC News.
The Bucks without Giannis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks held their media day to kick off their season, but Giannis Antetokounmpo not there. He's in quarantine in Greece after testing positive for COVID. On a Zoom call, Giannis asked how he feels about missing the start of training camp.
Definitely disappointed, bummed out that I'm not able to be there with the team, and just like, you know, as a leader, I don't feel good about this. But at the end of the day, like, this is life. But at the end of the day, I think they will understand. If I'm not there today to see them, I'll be there in a few days, and we get the ball rolling.
College football. The Wisconsin Badgers have a rough schedule ahead with games against Iowa, Ohio State, and this Saturday they travel to Michigan.
Our ability to maintain and sustain some consistency as we continue to push and grow is going to be every bit as important as anything else.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
At Enbridge, we're proud to give back to the places we call home. Our employees live, work, and give locally as neighbors, friends, and colleagues, fueling regional economies. Tax contributions from our pipelines and facilities flow back into the community, funding schools, infrastructure, and services that matter. Together, we're investing in the future. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS. Tomorrow is on.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope. whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Get ready to go for the green and gold. With 98Q Country. Listen right here each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize. $200 cash and gold jewelry. Plus, be entered to win our grand prize. Two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest with 98Q Country. Sponsored locally by...
Monopoly Chevrolet is 100% locally owned and proud to bring you the Green and Gold Text to Win contest on 98Q Country. $49.95 oil changes, dependable rides, and hometown service that puts you first. Monaco Chevrolet, your local dealer.
Stick around. First keyword coming up for you this morning just after 7 o'clock.
Partly cloudy today with a sprinkle or two possible here by later this afternoon. Our high right around 80 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low in the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
98Q Country.
Maybe since you left me, there's somebody new. She thinks I'm perfect, I swear. She likes my body, my class, and my charm. She says I've got a confident air. She respects my ambition, thinks I'm talented too. But she's in love with an image time is bound to see through. Securities, you've seen me lose all my charm. You know I was raised on a farm. Oh, she tells her friends I'm perfect and that I love her cat. But you know me better than that. Picnics and blue jeans and buckets of beer. Now it's ballet and symphony hall. I'm into culture, clean up to my ears. It's like wearing a shoe that's too small. Oh, but you know me better than that.
We're gonna party!
New Country Now.
Hey, y'all, my name is Cody Johnson.
My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can.
Ooh. Hey, it's more.
Morgan Wallen.
Yes, I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong if I'm so awful.
This station's awesome.
98Q Country.
We say goodbye, see you around. We turn our backs, then turn back around. We break up, we make up, and we make love. We can't seem to let go, girl, so I'm coming over. Running every red light to hell with the closure. Save it for another time. Try not to think about you, but it ain't working. Why put out a fire when it's still burning? Just when I think moving on's getting closer, I'm coming. Time. Try not to think about you, but it ain't working. Why put out a fire that's burning? I'm coming over, running every red light to hell with the closure. Save it for another time. Try not to think about you, but it ain't working. Why put out a fire when it's still burning? Just when I think moving on's getting closer.
Somebody blew up a building, somebody stole a car, somebody got away, somebody didn't get too far, yeah, they didn't get too far.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had to answer for the wicked that he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall oak tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street for all the people to see.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. We got too many gangsters doing
dirty deeds.
Too much corruption and crime in the streets.
It's time the long arm of the law put a few more in the ground.
Send them all to their maker and he'll settle them down.
You can bet he'll settle them down. Justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, saying whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Whiskey,
whiskey for my men. We'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
Tell you it's gonna be easy, and that's the trouble with a heartbreak. It's gonna hang around, leave you midnight breaking down, wondering how long that is gonna take getting over her. It's a can't drown, whiskey down kind of hurt. Yeah, you can burn them four wheels up on that road, but there ain't nowhere her memory can't go. That's the trouble with a heartbreak. Yeah, that's the trouble. She is who she's driving crazy.
Driving me crazy.
Can't see her rearview sunset. Now think about us, girl. I still think about us. And that's the trouble with a heartbreak. It's gonna hang around, leave you midnight breaking down, wondering how long that it's gonna take getting over her. It's a can't drown, whiskey down, kinda hurt. Yeah, you can burn them four wheels up on that road. There ain't nowhere her memory can't go. That's the trouble with a heartbreak. Yeah, that's the trouble with a heartbreak. A heartbreak, yeah. Crowd, all I see is you. And that's the trouble with a heartbreak. It's gonna hang around, leave you midnight breaking down, wondering how long that is gonna take getting over her. It's a can't drown, whiskey down kind of hurt. Yeah, you can burn them four wheels up on that road, but there ain't nowhere her memory can't go. That's the trouble with a heartbreak.
Jason Aldean And 98Q Country, our text to win, gets going again this morning just after 7 o'clock. And it's all brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned and proud to bring you the Gulf of the Green and Gold text to win contest right here. $49.95 oil changes, dependable rides, and hometown service that puts you first. Minocqua Chevrolet, your local dealer. First keyword at 7 o'clock and on the odds through the day, 7-9-11-1-3-5-7. So we'll give you a chance to take home that $200, some gold jewelry, and automatic entry in for the green and gold tickets on November 23rd. Final day here of the month of September. Congratulations. Three quarters of the way through 2025. Give or take a little bit here and there. And the mild weather will continue with temperatures in that 75 to 80 range right through Sunday. Cooling off next week. Our Monday forecast indicates probably 60s, and that's, I would guess, pretty close to normal for this time of the year. Yesterday, my wife and I were just kind of sitting outside on the porch and just kind of, for a few moments, just kind of staring into the abyss, trying to figure out what month is it? What are we doing here? The leaves are falling. You can hear the rustling. The squirrels are doing their thing. The red squirrels are cluck, 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 in the, you know, they're clucking out in the in the trees out there, and everything in the atmosphere is pointing toward fall and the preparation for winter, except for the 80 degree temperature and the shorts and tank top that you're in. It's warm. If you like to get out in the woods and tromp around in the fall here and maybe do some bow hunting, it's hot. It's plenty warm. Just you know, a couple hundred yard walk through the woods in this type of weather, you're going to have to stay hydrated out there. Bring the water and whatever it takes to make that happen. So Brewers don't go till Saturday. We got local sports Friday. Shawamigan and Phillips both in action on Friday night. So more local action. By the way, for those of you who are fans of or parents or relatives of, you know, people who play football, all the games that we've done this year are all archived for him. Under 98QCountry.com, you go to podcast, and you can listen back to the broadcast. Maybe save it to your hard drive or whatever for memory's sake to have it for years down the line. But the calls of the games and many other things we do here at 98Q, including reality radio and the gray area, all available on demand, 98QCountry.com. You just tap on podcast. Words of wisdom. We are in need for a possible government shutdown Tuesday here on this final day of September. Let's take a moment today to focus on the family.
Communication can be your family's greatest blessing or your greatest Achilles heel. My own story is an example of how poorly things can go when a family doesn't communicate well. My mom was diagnosed with cancer when I was 9. Everybody was so uncomfortable talking about it that no one told me how sick she was. I thought she would get better. Instead, she withered away for weeks and died before I got a chance to see her again. My family's cone of silence left me so in the dark that my mother's death came as a complete shock to me. She was there one minute and gone the next. I never got the opportunity to tell her how much I loved her. That's a terrible way to lose your mother. I can tell you that. And I don't have many regrets, but not telling Mom goodbye still ranks at the top of my list. In fact, losing my mother was such an awful experience that my wife and I have dedicated ourselves to fostering healthy dialogue within our home. We extend each other grace, but we also tell the truth and confront reality when we need to. When our boys were young, truthfulness was dispensed in age-appropriate ways, but Gene and I worked hard to keep transparency a top priority. Honesty and good communication was and is non-negotiable in our home. The quality of your life is the quality of your relationships, and the quality of your relationships is defined by the quality of your communication. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
You're on the list for Macy's Fall VIP Sale. That means you're invited to save big on this season's top designer looks at prices you'll love. Like an extra 30% off Calvin Klein, Steve Madden, Hugo Boss, and more. Plus, get 15% off beauty and fragrance from Estee Lauder, Lancome, and so many others. This only happens a few times a year. Don't miss the Fall VIP Sale today, only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
98 Q Country.
Well, me and my lady had our first big fight, so I drove around till I saw the neon lights of a corner bar, and it just seemed right, so I pulled up. Not a soul around but the old barkeep down at the end and looking half asleep. But he walked up and said, what'll it be? I said, the good stuff. He didn't reach around for the whiskey, he didn't pour me a beer. His blue eyes kind of went misty. He said, you can't find that here, 'cause it's the first long kiss on a second date. Mama's all worried when you get home late, dropping the ring in the spaghetti plate, 'cause your hands are shaking so much. And it's the way that she looks with her eyes in her hair, eating burnt suppers the whole first year, and asking for seconds to keep her from tearing up. Yeah, man, that's the good stuff. He grabbed a carton of milk and he poured a glass, and I smiled and said, I'll have some of that. We sat there and talked as an hour passed, like old friends. I saw a black and white picture and it caught my stare. It was a pretty girl with bouffant hair. He said, that's my bunny, taken about a year after we wed. He said, I spent 5 years in the bottle when the cancer took her from me. But I've been sober 3 years now, 'cause the one thing stronger than the whiskey was the sight of her holding our baby girl. The way she adored that string of pearls I gave her the day that our youngest boy Earl married his high school love. And it's a new t-shirt saying I'm a grandpa, been right there as our time got small, and holding her hand when the good Lord called. Yeah, man, that's the good stuff. He said, when you get home, she'll start to cry. When she says I'm sorry, say so am I. And look into those eyes, drank it up. 'Cause that's the good stuff. That's the good stuff.
Joel Karnik in the morning.
Feels like you're right there having a conversation with them in the morning.
98Q Country.
Local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. U.S. military generals and admirals from around the world gathering in Virginia. They were summoned there by Defense Secretary Hegseth and President Trump. ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce says many are still in the dark about what it's all about.
This really is an unprecedented meeting that senior officers know very little about. President Trump and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth will be addressing several hundred top commanders who have been told to convene in person this morning at Quantico in Virginia. Without knowing the reason, Secretary Hegseth, we know, is expected to discuss what he's coined the warrior ethos. But beyond that, very little is known.
The federal government appears on the road to a shutdown. Talks between Republicans and Democrats in Congress have broken.